What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, and I looked it up in the dictionary, the illustrious Tara Cab joining us. From Arm Stout. Tara, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh my gosh, hardly make my day, Warren.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much for that. I try to like introduce our guests with like very like special, sparkly, shimmery, and you always bring that into the studio, so it's only fitting. But Tara, so excited to have you back. We know with the upcoming season, it's going to get warmer outside. We're thinking of running a little bit and running of the pink. We're back at it, and just I can't even stress enough how exciting it is that is making a return this year.
Thank you, because you are in the same boat we are, or the same shoes we are, if you will. We are incredibly excited as well. So we all know this last year and year plus has been, well, there is a lot of adjectives we could use. And last year was crazy for us. We were trying to do what we're doing this year. We were actually going to try and do what was considered a hybrid event, which is new to many of us around here. For those of you who are avid runners, probably not so new, but we're catching up to the technological era when it comes to running. Last year we pushed our event back a little bit, tried to do a hybrid event. Finally, we're like, we just can't do that. Obviously, it wasn't the safe choice. And so we went with a digital event, virtual event, and it was still a gigantic success. We still had about 200, I think it was 256 registrants, which we were so humbled by. And now this year, we actually just a few weeks ago, we're able to meet with the Regional Medical Center and, Central Valley Health. And obviously our concern is if they're, still looking at not gathering, well, we certainly can't host an event when our two, event folks that we're giving the money to are saying, no. Well, they came along and said, no, listen, here, this is how it's working. The CDC is switching guidelines. We're moving into better stats when it comes to COVID numbers. Obviously, the vaccinations are a major hit. They're working very well. And with the trend here in Jamestown and the immediate area, by the time running of the pink rolls around, if the trend continues to be as positive as it is, we could very well see herd immunity. So we're moving forward in the right direction. And the Regional Medical Center said, our status quo and with Central Valley Health, the CDC is possibly going to introduce guidelines that will go from 6 feet for social distancing down to 3 if they haven't already. Obviously, masks, we all know the respect it is to wear the mask for people around you. We understand that. So they said, we're gung ho if you are. And we were like, let's go.
For sure,
So granted, this time, usually each year we are in full force and have hundreds of registrants already. So we are getting a little bit of a later start. However, this is the 14th annual. So running of the pink, number 14. Anyone who's been involved before knows how it goes. So we have no doubts in our minds that we can get this going in 2 short months. So ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to announce that running of the pink, number 14 is going to happen and registrations are live. So here's how this is going to work. The hybrid event means you can choose what you would like to do. Okay. If you can't be here, we had so much positive response to the virtual event last year, especially from people who said, listen, I want to be involved, but I'm not in Jamestown that weekend. Or we had individuals in Colorado in fact, one gal reached out to me. She was a breast cancer survivor. She grew up in Jamestown. She's lived in Colorado for 20 years, and she was able to participate.
Awesome.
We had a gentleman who was serving overseas in Italy. His wife and him usually run it. He was in Italy serving. He's like, hey. And it was so funny because he messaged me and he said, it's great that you guys are doing this because I'm going to do it over here. And literally just 2 days before you went live with the virtual event, he said, I ordered my new running shoes. Hopefully they're here in time.
Break them in. Yeah.
We went, well, okay. So it was, he awesome. Sent us photos. I mean, it was really worldwide, which is just, again, humbling. I use that word because it really is humbling. So we have said, okay, well, now we have choices for you. And so we're telling you, if you want to be here live and in person on Saturday, June 5th, it's always the first Saturday in June, then we would love to see you. We are going to have it at the dealership like we always do. But if you're not comfortable with that, or maybe situations arise that you just can't make it, or maybe you are physically not in Jamestown, North Dakota, then you can join us virtually. So what we're asking is that we're really going to push the pre-registration. The more we can get registered ahead of time, the less congestion there would be the day of. So we're really hoping that, if you can pre-register, if you know you're going to be there or you want to do it virtually, just get it registered. Let's get this taken care of. And then there's just less less congestion the day of. We do have protocols in place that we're working on to make sure that there's just going to be a lot more room for social distancing so that, you know, you can be with your pods of people and, right. and, cause we could have 200 or we can have 500. We're not sure. We're thinking we're going to have a lot. People are excited, yes. you know, to be out and about. But what we're also going to let you know is if you decide that you want to do this virtually, so go ahead and register online and really anytime between now and June 5th, go ahead and do the run. Go ahead and do the walk. And then just like we did last year, we want to know that you did it. So right. go ahead and post online to social media, Facebook or Instagram, Twitter as well, and hashtag virtual ROP so we know and we can celebrate with you. Otherwise, you can be there the day of. And then this is really exciting, too, for the city of Jamestown. Talk to Two Rivers Activity Center. They have always been a sponsor every year. Of course, they're jumping on board again this year. And they let us know that they're having the grand opening of their new splash pad on June 5th. But there they're not going to do it till kind of midday. So what we're saying is, folks, come to Running of the Pink and then zip on up to track. And that is a big darn deal, that splash pad. We're so excited. So it's going to be a big day.
Tara Kapp again with RM Style joining us here on Let's Talk About It. The 14th annual Running of the Pink is coming up. And yeah, I mean, you get out, you do a little bit of running, then you take the family over, celebrate that splash park in Jamestown. And as we get closer to Tara, we'll have you back on, talk more about the meaning behind it, the sponsors behind it, because it takes a village, they always say, right?
It really does.
So Running of the Pink is going to be on June 5th, like she said. And how do we get signed up? That's what we always got
to
say.
Perfect. So you can go on to our website, stoutcars.com. There's a link in the bottom left-hand corner that says, click here for all things Running of the Pink. And that's where you click. And then we do have printable forms for you. Now, keep in mind, when we say Running of the Pink, it is a 5K walk run,
yes.
10K run. Okay. And some of you are like, running. And I am that person.
Yeah, me too.
I am truly that person. If you see me running down the street, you probably should run faster than me because something is behind us that we don't like. I should get better at that. But so you can choose the walk if you just want to go for a leisurely walk. 100% of the proceeds go toward local cancer concerns and causes, namely the No Excuses program through the Regional Medical Center and the Central Valley Health or Women's Way programs. Both of those programs are aimed at early detection. We want to fight cancer before it's even something we have to fight. Right. Okay. And so 100% of the proceeds go and they stay local. Okay. Casey and the troops all they pay for everything from the dealership. Oh, I should mention that he's going to match up to the first $10,000 in donations. It's our 80th anniversary.
You gotta celebrate. Gotta go out. Gotta go big. Yep.
So if you want to dip into Casey's pockets, this is one way to do it. So yeah, just register and then go online, register with the paper registrations. You can print those out. You can stop by the dealership. We have them there. And as time goes on in the coming weeks, you'll be finding them around town too. We'll be posting them there. Or you can register online. Like everything online, there's a little bit of a fee there just to cover the cost of having the registrations online. I should note that if you have like a team that you're going to register, there's a way that you can register that. You don't have to have a team or a family name. But if you know that there's 5 or 10 or 15 people that are registering and you want to do that online, register them all at once because then you're going to pay less of a fee.
Just makes it easier.
Yeah, a little bit of a hint there for you.
Okay. And so, of course, you guys would love to see him stop by too. I mean, yeah. You guys can help him out with all this there.
Oh, absolutely. So. Please come on in. And we've already received some feedback from a lot of our family and groups that come every year. The Bio Girls. We all love the Bio Girls. Come on. They're just amazing young women. Oh, yeah. And they've already got a hold of us and they're sending in their registrations. They're so excited about coming. And you know, we really just hope that you'll find us on Facebook and like us there. Our Instagram page for Arm Stout as well, because, you know, any updates, that's the fastest way of getting them out. So go ahead and find us. Be social with us. We're always, oh, my goodness, the antics we get into. We're always posting goofy stuff. So feel free to find us there. But really, just the bottom line is we just want you to be involved. Yes, you'll get the T-shirts. You know, as time gets closer, we're going to have packet pickup for a couple weeks prior to the event. Again, just to try and eliminate as much congestion as we right. can. So we're just asking folks to kind of partner with us on that. If you can plan ahead and you, once we get the packets taken care of, again, keep us on social media so you can find out the dates on that. You know, just the less people we have congested the morning of, just right. the better for everybody. But the bottom line is Running of the Pink is happening. It's our 14th annual. It's our 80th anniversary. And we, you know, that this is the biggest, nearest and dearest thing to our heart at the dealership yeah. next to selling and servicing vehicles. So we're just all about it. And we're so excited.
Awesome. Running of the Pink, circle the calendar June 5th. Get signed up as soon as possible. Registration is open. both for virtual and the in-person event. Tara, anything else you want to mention?
Hey, if you're sitting there going, just stop, I don't run, I don't walk. Listen, this is a competitive event if you want it to be. It's not sanctioned,
right.
But we do have a lot of folks who like to get running for like whatever big marathons. I'm not sure when the Fargo Marathon is this year. So if it's before or after us, I can't even say. Boston Marathon, obviously we've had people from Jamestown that have gone. Yeah. A lot of people like to use our event as kind of the kickoff to their season. I've heard of a number of people that are running their first full marathon later this summer. So they use our 10K as one way to warm up. Yeah. But if you've never laced up a pair of sneakers, you've heard me say this for 9 years now, Warren, that if you've never laced up a pair of sneakers, this event is still for you. It's family friendly. It's friend friendly. It's everybody friendly. So whether you are a competitive runner or you've never run a 5 or 10K before and you want to, or you just want to get involved, this literally is for everyone.
Yep. Great way to give back. Great way to stay healthy. Great way to compete. Mm-hmm. It's kind of all in one event there. Again, Running of the Pink, June 5th. Get signed up. Tara, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Warren.